When you struggle, when you grapple with what is available to hold on to,
amidst all the change
and all the doubt,
uncertainty,
absolutely,
confusion,
concern, fear, survival, and depth of loneliness, which I'm bringing up because ultimately it is about one's relationship with oneself. When you grapple with what to hold on to, and everything that you do find to grab onto is only affording you a temporary reprieve before you return to battle with yourself, ultimately, there comes a point where life gifts you with blow upon blow, knocking you out, where you lose your footing, and at times you really haven't a clue what the difference is between up and down as this wave of turmoil spins you round and you have trouble catching your breath. When you find yourself in those places in life, those moments in life that may last decades, they all invite you to the same point of recognition that the only thing you can really do to reclaim your power in the moment to be cause is to let go of everything you're clinging on to and begin to disassociate from all of the drama that ensues as a result of the turmoil within when we are uprooted and untethered. And when you let go of everything, even if it's for a second, you have within your reach nothing. And it's in that space of nothing, that recognition that there's nothing to grab onto, that you can fully fall to your knees. And rather than submit to a power of suppression, you can recognize that surrender to life, to your right to exist in the narrative of your story, is there and has always been there. And as you relinquish all of those elements that you've been holding on to, you recognize that if you were to entertain the idea that you're here for more than yourself and that there are more aspects and facets of you than you have to date identified, surrendering becomes a practice that you do every time you exhale. The opportunity of the breath certainly affords us with the opportunity to live life, to exist in this form. And if we go deeper into that, there is a symbolism, there is a beautiful poetry in the act of the breath. When we inhale, we take in life. When we exhale, we let it all go. In these moments when you face the chasm, everyone faces them more often than you would think. That's where cliff dives come in. You have the option to breathe in life to such a degree that you become bigger than the chasm, even if it's just for one breath. And then you can step over it quite effortlessly and find yourself on the other side of conflict and turmoil within yourself that suddenly no longer defines you.